Let's pray. Precious God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity you have given to us, Lord, to hear your word. Lord, we ask your presence in our midst. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Once again, good morning. I'm so privileged to be here and as I share the word of God today. And briefly, I would like to talk about myself and all my journey of ministry. It's been like 2 years already here in Canada, but some years we have been living in 7 years in Uganda as refugees. And as part of it, we have been living in my mother's land, which is called Burundi. Where is Burundi? For those who don't know, Burundi is a small country in East Africa. It's closer to Rwanda, it's closer to Congo, it's closer to Tanzania, it's closer south in Zambia. But Burundi is a country whereby, for those who don't know, it's mostly 80% they are Christians. They are Catholics, Anglicans, and Pentecostals. And the other percentage is for Muslim and non-Christians. So that means that we have our background, where we are rooted from. In terms of Christianity, why I am standing here. I'm an Anglican priest more than 20 years. Some people, when they look at me, they feel like, he's a young boy, man. I worked in different parishes at cathedral as well, and I was meeting a lot of challenges and a lot of blessings as well. God moves with his people wherever they'll be, and you will be also with him wherever you'll be. That's the message which is very important today, because I have an experience of how God keeps close to his people through this ministry I've been in. I can briefly how I can tell you how I moved from Burundi and go for a conference to England. Someone came and told me, you know what, are you ready to go to England? I said, yes. Why not? I can go there. And then he told me, just you fill the form and then you go. And I filled it and we sent it because of technology. The message already sent to Canterbury. And in Canterbury, there was a conference for all Anglican communion clergy. So I had to participate in that conference. It was an opportunity, you know. So in that conference, I met some friends, and then which friends among them I met a friend, she was called Dafson, Kate Dafson. She's the great granddaughter of William Wilberforce. She spent good time with us, and he was so happy to see me, and then I worked in an organization called International Ecumenical Fellowship as well, and she was very supportive on that program. So I live sometimes in England, in Canterbury especially, and I moved to some places like Nottingham, where the partnership with our diocese back home. And wherever I was going, I didn't keep silent. I kept preaching the gospel. Because as John Stott said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And we always do that, despite the conditions. If I go back to our program, I was starting with a story. A little boy was trying to get to sleep, but was frightened sometimes. And he shouted down from the bedroom, said, "Dad, it's dark up here, and I'm scared." His father shouted back, "Don't be afraid. God is with you." After some minutes, the boy yelled again, "Get up, Dad. I need somebody with skin on." This is the picture of incarnation. This morning we are celebrating the season according to the church calendar, the Book of Common Prayer for those who have, also the lectionary for Anglicans wherever they are. This is a season of preparation towards the Ash Wednesday. It's a journey of faith. Ultimately, it's an expression of God with us. We are starting a season of Septuagesima. It's also there's Septuagesima, there's Sexagesima, there's also Quinquagesima, which will lead us in remembering Jesus in the wilderness in 40 days. At the same time, we do celebrate a special event, and a special event in a special month, which is Black History Month. A Black History Month is a wonderful time to be listened to, which is giving that today Canadian history. We really acknowledge those who made a difference in our Christian history, also Canadian history makers as well. Also, we have those who helped shaping the Canadian history and society in large. We have seen some of those who are here. If I can say, there's a lady who is called Bev Salmon. For those who know her, she is sitting there. You can stand up and see her. May you stand up, please.
I'm delighted to be here this morning with Father Pierre and his family. I first met them when they came to Toronto. And I've been very impressed with how they've adapted and how much they've brought with them. So I was very pleased this morning to be able to come and to be able to listen to Father Pierre's first sermon here. And just thank you for everything. Thank you, the family, for being so gracious. And they're going to be wonderful Canadian citizens. Thank you. Thank you.
So we are so privileged to see such kind of people who have testimony, who have been seeing how they moved with God. The Black History Month is dedicated time in communities with purpose. On 19 February is the month we recognize what God used the Black community in Canada. We do celebrate the contribution of Black community since centuries in Canadian society. We can remember the people like Abbott, the first Black Canadian to be licensed as physician. There's also a Gordon, Shedrack, and others. All those participating, contributing, and making a difference in this big country. It shaped the life. They shaped the all kind of values that make the today's country, the today's community, such as Canada, community of today. Today, at our St. George and Yonge, we are celebrating that history month. Like any other churches and parishes in Church of Canada, we have many figures. We think about them. They made the history of our nation in strengthening the faith as well as in making the history of the wonderful nation Canada. We call them history makers. Do you want to become one? Do you want to make a difference where you live in the neighborhood? It's your time. This morning we have heard the readings from the scriptures in the Old Testament and New Testament. It's reminding us how we could extend our love of Jesus Christ from generation to generation. It brings us to reflect on what God taught the prophets, especially to Moses, when he was ready to lead the people of Israel. He reminds them to be holy as the Father is holy. We need to do like the Master. The journey of the people of faith leads us to reflect on how God of Israel wanted his people to live. It was not easy at all. Therefore, Paul is bringing us again in that reflection, encouraging people of Corinth to keep their faith and move on. It was too much. Slavery was too much. And poverty was too much. And however, Paul continued to encourage them and to keep the faith and love one another. Sometimes it's good to think about it. Paul was saying this to the people of Corinth. Today we are talking to each other. When we live in our neighborhood, we need to extend the love that we're taught by Jesus Christ. In the morning, we're reading a text from the Leviticus, just reminding us how are the Ten Commandments, how to love God, how to love our neighborhoods, our neighbors. What do we do? It's time to reflect on that. The Redeemer came with a purpose. Jesus Christ, the Savior, gives them the hope. Paul's message was bringing comfort and faith that hopelessness and unfaithfulness, who could live differently as those who met Christ the Savior. The gospel is not telling a mysterious and complicated words. It is simply talked about love. Love is the cornerstone of everything in the ministry. Love is the cornerstone of everything you'll be doing here and there. We need to embrace it wherever we are. We are not supposed to embrace the hate. We need to embrace the love, because it will make you to be a good person who can be able to be shining in the eyes of Jesus Christ on that day. In 1 Corinthians 13, from verse 4 to 8, there is patience. The love is patience. There is kindness. There is love. And what is love? There's no envy. There's no proudness. There is no dishonor. There is no egocentric. No is angered. It keeps no record of wrong. As brethren, love one another is the motto of our Lord Jesus Christ, and make a difference in people's life. We need to reflect on that. Reflect on the life of the kingdom of God, how it looks like. Well is wonderful heritage with compassion. You have heard that love your neighbors as yourself. The recent weeks, we do recall the suffering of the people and friends in countries like Turkey, in countries like Syria. It was affected by the earthquake. This is a human catastrophe, where human disaster of this level occurs. It has significant impact in different levels. We think about those who perished in that chaos, like children, women, men as well. This is what God had done in Jesus Christ to tell us that we love one another. We reflect on those people. We do care for them. We need to do an extension of love in their circumstances. Here at St. George and Young, it is an opportunity that we have many figures through the history who contributed in strengthening the faith, as well as making the history of Canada. We call them history makers, as we said. It is true, we believe that it is the one in the unique qualified to be Redeemer, who was Jesus Christ. We always believe, as on this day we do say that we recite, the Word become flesh and made his dwelling among us. We always say that in John 1:14. It was on 24th December evening when we played the skit about the birth of Jesus Christ. I think you were there that time. for the representation of the condition of human understanding that he was God with the human condition, which was the only way God, the Father, expressed to love he had for the humanity. He had to send his son, Jesus Christ. That love came through Jesus Christ. He died for us all and purposely for the everlasting life. He was the living Word and he was the light of the world. Jesus came to bring the grace and forgiveness. And his truth will set his people free from the bondage of sin. Sin and evil and corruption as well. As we conclude, the Black History Month is connecting point to reflect on what God has done to our specific lifetime. Your added value to today's society in Canada, your church, we shall think about peace and joy in our neighborhood. We think how to reach to those forgotten, to those in need, those who are behind. We still have a long way to go because there are people who don't know Jesus Christ. Together we shall build with joy from generation to generation. We shall build our church and our country as well, Canada, and humanity in general. The world, our neighborhood needs to be built on love, faith, and hope. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.